item 205.
205, proclaim March 2016 to be Women's History Month in Portland.
So we have some women leaders here to talk about this proclamation. Megan Furtall and Marietta Redding and Janice McDonald, I think, are all going to be here. Yes, you are. I will read the proclamation and then turn it over to you. It says this: whereas residents of this region know that its greatness and success is a direct result of all residents, regardless of gender, making creative, intelligent, and revolutionary contributions to society. And whereas women have been historically underrepresented, yet have contributed and continue to contribute important roles internationally, nationally, regionally, and locally in furthering knowledge and promoting positive social change. And whereas to foster the next generation of women, the City of Portland seeks to encourage and support professional, educational, and social opportunities for women in order to ensure that opportunities that may not have existed in the past are available in the present and into the future. And whereas Women's History Month is a time for all Portlanders to remember the stories and teachings of the many women who made and continue to make improvements for the livability of the city, region, and world. And whereas during Women's History Month, all Americans are encouraged to reflect on past victories and struggles of women to create a society where our daughters can reach their full potential, unobstructed by gender. And whereas the National Women's History Month 2016 theme is Working to Form a More Perfect Union, Honoring Women in Public Service and Government, which is especially fitting to honor all the women in the City of Portland who have dramatically influenced public policy and the building of valuable institutions and organizations. Now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim March 1 to March 31st of 2016 to be Women's History Month in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this month. So thank you for your leadership, and I'll turn it over to the three of you.
Well, good morning, Mayor Hales, Commissioners. My name is Megan Furtell. I am an employee with the Bureau of Revenue and Financial Services in the Revenue Division. And first and foremost, I want to express my sincere gratitude to each one of you for this proclamation and to celebrate March as Women's History Month. It's going to be great. So as a 28-year-old woman, it's surely a freedom and a real distinction for me to be able to experience this, you know, sitting here in front of a city council. It's not, you know, it's an experience that not many get to have. It means a tremendous amount to me that I get to sit here as the chair of the City of Portland's Women's Empowerment Affinity Group, or WE. So before I begin, I'd like to thank the Council for proclaiming and celebrating February as Black History Month. The City African American Network, specifically their director, Sunny Benjumbo, put together some fantastic events this last month, and it was a real pleasure seeing you on Monday at the Soul Food Lunch. It was delicious, to say the least. So over this last year, both the City African American Network and Women's Empowerment have gone through a true revival. For Women's Empowerment, after a great dialogue with group members, we decided to rename our group to reinvigorate and better showcase who we are. This landed us on the two most important things, women and empowerment. And so our new name was formed, Women's Empowerment, WE. This inclusive and direct message reflects our mission, which is to empower and inspire women within the City of Portland by providing opportunities to expand their professional network, exchange ideas and advice, advance their careers through mentoring and education, and meet influential women who have achieved success. So, Women's History Month, we have such a great theme, as you said, which is to honor women in public service and government. We really couldn't have asked for a better theme this year. It really is fitting for who we are here. So the members of WE have organized a variety of events this month, ranging from our kickoff breakfast, which was enjoyed here this morning at City Hall, and to speaker panels that we have scheduled. We'll have clothing swaps and a storytelling event. We'll have lunch and policy talks with the Human Resources Director, Anna Canwit, and Commissioner Fritz. Additionally, in partnership with PDX City Mamas, another affinity group here in the city, which is awesome, we will have social events and important childcare discussions. One event I really would like to highlight and feature is the Wonder Woman Awards. This will be our sixth annual event. It is a nomination-based event for which it celebrates women, mentors, leaders, and exceptional coworkers that we all admire. For me personally, this event is incredibly significant and special. I think it's incredibly important to say thank you. It's something for us to recognize city women for their hard work, their dedication, and their talent. The nominated women will be honored on Thursday, March 31st from noon to 1 in the Portland Building, second floor auditorium. So I hope to see you all, and especially at that event. That one's going to be pretty amazing. Now on to my other women champions.
Good morning, Mayor Hales, members of the commission. My name is Marvita Redding, and I am the group manager for Pollution Prevention Services for the Bureau of Environmental Services, and I'm pleased to be here with you this morning. I have worked with a number of you over time, and as Megan was saying, it was a pleasure to be able to be at council. I've spent time at council, and sometimes it's a pleasure, and sometimes not so much, but today it is a pleasure to be here. I was asked to provide a few thoughts on my perspective on being a woman, particularly a minority woman in government service over the years. I came to Oregon to work for the federal government and was recruited via Washington, D.C. to come out and work for the U.S. Department of Agriculture General Counsel's Office. I did that for 5 years, and then seeing the error of my ways, I decided to go into something different than the practice of law. But I became an environmental manager, obviously with a lot of the background in regulatory affairs, and I work for the State Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources. So my education and background here in this state had been in very non-traditional areas. Ultimately, I came to the city of Portland as the environmental manager and environmental compliance manager for the Bureau of Environmental Services. I thought I'd reflect a little bit on my experience when I first came to the organization. I recall sitting in a meeting one day with a group of my peers. There's five or six other males at that time. And there had been an initiative that had been launched by city council about hiring and affirmative action. And so something had been sent out, and everyone had been reading the emails and talking about it. And so the discussion was about recruitment and how we were going to deal with this issue. So there was a lot of consternation about how in the world were we going to be able to fulfill these requirements, these responsibilities, et cetera. So the conversation probably went on for about 4 or 5 minutes until finally one of my peers said, "Well, I guess we're going to have to do it. We're going to have to hire women and minorities. I'd hate to think that we just have to go out and hire just anyone." There was a moment of silence. I had been listening to this for a time, and so please be assured that I was able to address that issue in that particular meeting. Fast forwarding to the present, it's interesting that we are still looking at these issues in the same way. We've made progress, that is true, but there is still much more to do. One of the things, and they'll be talking about the statistics here in a few minutes, is being able to bring folks into the organizations and have them rise through the organization. We need to be looking at these issues in a number of different ways. First of all, looking at our young people, which I'm particularly interested in. I was here last week when there were the presentations and was quite heartened by those to see young people being helped to be brought forward to learn about jobs and careers, and that's something that I'm very personally committed to. We need to do that. We need to be looking at things just as we were just discussing in the previous item for recruitments at the top and how we do that in an effective and consistent way. And so I have to be optimistic because I'm generally an optimistic person. I want to thank all of you for your support of initiatives in the past and particularly in initiatives in the future that support women and minorities in the important work of government. I've been reflecting just recently about the importance of government service. I think sometimes many of us, particularly those of us who have been at it for some period of time, can be a little cavalier about it. And I remember talking to someone not too long ago who talked about the importance of government service and the fact that we need to have high-quality people here, and it is a real honor to work for government. As you travel around the world, as I have, many times you go in certain countries and people very proudly say, "My son or my daughter works for the government." And it is very, very important to the formation of those particular countries. And they're proud that their children are there. Sometimes we don't look at it that way in this country. I think we should do it more and more because, we, as you know, we have so many high-quality men and women who do work for the government and for the city of Portland. And I'm very pleased to be a City of Portland employee for 25 years. And so I was thinking maybe I shouldn't tell you that, but I have. But time passes very, very quickly when you're at work that you enjoy and love and you're around people that you enjoy working with. Thank you for the opportunity to appear today.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Janice McDonald. Thank you for having us here today. I work in PBOT, specifically on the Safe Routes to School program. But here today, I am as the co-chair of DEEP, which is Diverse and Empowered Employees of Portland. Each year, we come together and celebrate Black History Month, Women's History Month, and Hispanic Heritage Month. While this is fun and important, it isn't enough. It isn't enough to only have our attention drawn to these groups 30 days out of 365. It isn't enough to just celebrate their heritages and some successes. I've been asked, sometimes jokingly, sometimes seriously, when does the white guy get his History Month? While some may think this is funny, I ask, when will women and people of color be at all tables, making decisions on all levels every day of the year? Overall, the City of Portland employee makeup is 77% white, 7% Black African American, and 5% Hispanic Latino, with the total of the workforce being 58% male. For managers and supervisors, those numbers are 84% white, 5% Black African American, and 4% Hispanic Latino, with the total of the managers and supervisors being 64% male. For the past year, a few dedicated city employees involved in DEEP and the affinity groups City African American Network, Unidos Latinos Americanos, and Women's Empowerment have been designing a leadership development program specifically for women and people of color. With the strong support of Office of Equity and Human Rights Director Dante James and Joe Wall, plus $10,000 from their budget, it is with great honor that I announce that the leadership development pilot program was kicked off yesterday. Briefly, the program will have a mentorship aspect and specific trainings that will provide participants with practical tools they can use to enhance their work product, as well as learn skills to overcome the gender and racial biases that they may face on a day-to-day basis. The goals of the program are important: support and develop the skills of current city employees, retain and promote those employees, grow our leadership in the affinity groups, and change our workforce to better reflect the demographics of our city. We want to move those percentages of women and people of color in management and supervisory positions to a higher level. It is not only good for morale, but it makes the work of the city does much more enriching and customer service much better. The program will not be successful if participants are not allowed to use a few hours of their work day each month. We ask that you show your support by communicating with your bureau directors and their managers to support the participants in the Leadership Development Pilot Program, give them a few hours to develop their leadership skills, and in turn, you will have happier, more productive employees. I would like to thank Debbie Castleton from BES, Sunny Benjumbo from OMF, Cynthia Castro from Parks, Christina Nieves from Commissioner Fritz's office, and Carlos Hernandez from PBOT for joining me in creating the DEEP Leadership Development Program. Thank you.
Thank you all very much. I think that council members would love to take a photo with the three of you as leaders. I see Debbie's packing a camera. Maybe we can pull that off. Thank you very much.
Thank you.